8 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Friday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. I want to welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, remember, today is the 30th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. So inshallah, tonight after Maghrib will be inshallah the first of Jumad al-Ula. So that's tomorrow, Saturday, inshallah, will be the first of Jumad al-Ula, inshallah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. Ustaz, it's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustaz.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Friday, the blessed day of Islam, and it is the 30th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Tonight, inshallah, will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula. O Muslim, every one of us should be reading Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin is mentioned in Abu Dawood, and it means, O Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, make this month a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness for us, for our families, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah, the international global community. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We continue with chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and today we focus on verses 115 and 116. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is posing a question. Every person, male, female, Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone who's sane and mature needs to reflect, wonder, ponder on it. What is the question? Afa ahasibatum? What do you think? What are you thinking? What are you considering, O human being? Annama khalaqnakum abatha. That surely we have created you. We, Almighty Allah, stamping His Majesty, authority and sovereignty. Who can create, put the entire creation together, human being and jinn and everybody else? They cannot even create a single fly. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابَا. They can't even create today, tomorrow, till the day of justice and the day of judgment, a single fly. وَلَا وِجْتَمَعُوْلَا. The entire universe and creation can come together. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 73. So we created you, O human being, and the entire universe and creation. Allah, Jalla wa Ala, the Supreme Being, He's the only creator, the exclusive creator, who knows how to make ensoulment take place, to insert the soul into that being. Nobody knows. The greatest scientist, the greatest professor, doctor does not know. So how will they give life to that, what they want to create? They can't. So therefore, Almighty Allah says, indeed, surely we created you. Abatha, do you think we created you without a purpose? We created you without a reason? There's a great reason. And what is the reason? That you must worship your Creator. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And we have to be loyal to our Creator. And we have to be loyal to humanity. And we have become Abdullah, the true slaves and servants of Almighty Allah. But today's human beings, secularists, capitalists, Democrats, what happened to them? They forgot Almighty Allah conveniently, selective amnesia, and they started following their whims, fancies and desires, and therefore the entire world today, every city, every country, every continent is in such a big mess. Oh human being, don't you realize your sojourn, your stay on this earth is very short? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And what do you think? That you will not be returning to us? Whether you like it or not, you will return to us. Death will take place, and then I'm going to question you. I made you, O human being, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. This eyes what you did. Whole day watching porn and movies. Whole day watching movies and entertainment and sport. Did I create your eyes for that? Your tongue, what are you doing? Whole day swearing, backbiting, gossiping. Did I create your tongue for that? Then your ears, whole day busy with the music and dancing and jiving and hip-hopping. Is that what I created you for you, O human being? So every part of our anatomy we should think. The private, just park here, park there, wherever you want to. Park in the parking lot, park in the loading zone, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. So that is where human being is today. Ulaika kal an'am. They like animals, nay, balhum adwal. They're even worse than animals. Animals don't go to their same gender. But this human being, the masterpiece, he, when he becomes the true slave of Allah, he even supersedes the angels and the malaika and farishta. But when he becomes a slave of his desires, then he becomes worse than animals also. Imagine. Almighty Allah gave us that freedom of choice for that little while. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Today I have my millions, my billions, my trillions. I think I am the king. I am the crown prince. I am the prime minister. I am the president. Allah says you nothing. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Almighty Allah is exalted. Almighty Allah is supreme. الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ, the only true king. You say you're the king. You say you're the prime minister, president, crown prince. How long will it be? 5 years, 10 years, 50 years? Then you die. Oh, you must remember you are removed from office and so forth. So Almighty Allah alone is the king of kings. He was, he will be, he is, and he will be Malikul Muluk, the King of Kings. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, La ilaha illa hu, La ma'buda illa ma'buda bihaqqin illa hu. Truly there is none worthy of worship but him. We bow to none except him. We prostrate to none. We don't make ruku sajda to anybody, anything except him, Almighty Allah. Therefore in our janazah salat, our salat of a prayer, funeral prayer, that the mayyit, the deceased, is in front of the imam, the leader, then the congregation, there's no bowing down and no prostrating, because that is done solely, only, exclusively for him, Almighty Allah. La ilaha illa hu, Rabbul Arshil Kareem. He is the sustainer, nourisher of that magnanimous and honorable throne. He is the sole possessor of it. First and foremost, we say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka almulku kullu. Ya Allah, we don't know how to thank you enough. Yesterday, the verdict was passed in the Supreme Court of Appeal there in Bloemfontein, that the Muslims of South Africa will be allowed to continue rendering the adhan and giving the adhan loudly on the mic, on the PC, and so forth. So therefore, remember, no one can try to extinguish the nur and the radiance and effulgence of Islam. People will try. And the brother who did all this, now he lost the case. Worth cost, remember that. So it was a magnificent victory for the Muslims of South Africa. Every one of us, our children as well, make sure we all perform two rakat salatu shukr of thanksgiving and show our great gratitude to Almighty Allah. Saudi Arabia, they beat Argentina and the government gave one day off. Almighty Allah says, you are so happy, let me show you how displeased I am with you and you MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. Almighty Allah lashed them yesterday with such floods, the cars are floating. If you just look at the images coming through, what a punishment Almighty Allah has given them. They're making million, they're making $1 billion a day with the oil. But Almighty Allah kilati be awaz hai. When the stick of Almighty Allah hits, then nothing can help you. See what damage, billions and billions and billions of dollars. So that is it. Because remember, they want to do everything that's haram and unlawful, bikini beaches, bring the bands and all the music, bring the gays who are there, and with F1, Formula 1, and so many other haram, lock up the true ulama and imprison them. So Almighty Allah is punishing them. Jami Masjid Delhi. So Jami Masjid Delhi passed the verdict and said that women alone are not allowed to come to the mosque. Because why? Then they meet their boyfriend there. Then they want to take photos there and make TikTok and so forth. But after a few hours or few days, some politician told them, no, you mustn't do this. So then they retracted and withdrew that verdict. So now the women can come alone. Whether we agree, don't agree is a different issue. I am just giving you the news around the world. Iran, 300, 400, depending which news you want to believe, Iranians are dead, shot by their own guards, police, revolutionary guards. I don't believe that figure. Shias are haramis. You must remember that. When they can curse and swear, say Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, they can curse and swear, say na Umar radiallahu an, say na Usman radiallahu an, our mother Siddiqa, say Aisha, you think they're going to speak the truth? Remember that figure is much, much more. This is for public consumption and media consumption. Therefore, Shias are kuffar, the non-Muslims. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam nawasa, his beloved grandson, cursed them. And this is mentioned in their books, never mind our books. Go open Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. Go open, remember, Ihtijaj by Sheikh Tabrasi. And all these books we have, and remember this. Now look at Britain. Oh, Rishi Rish. What he and his cabinet want to do. Can you believe this? They have become paranoid. Now China gave Rishi Rich, oh Rishi. I told you, Rishi, they're going to disgrace you and humiliate you. Yeah, the humiliation has started. That he, China, gave you Xi Jinping, said, we're not interested in you. They gave you the cold shoulder. Putin never even congratulated you. So these two are squeezing you. So what do the British do? British says, you know what? All these cameras we got in sensitive places, they're made in China, we must dismantle them. Can you believe that? Because maybe the Chinese, they put one jin day inside. Maybe they put some secret thing, which our M15 and M16 and all of them cannot locate. So rather we remove it. That is what Britain is saying. Can you believe that? Then you got the terrorist from Israel. He's a terrorist according to Israeli law also. Ben-Gvir. Ben-Gvir says, we must shoot to kill. And we must do extrajudicial killing. Just catch any Palestinian, he's a perceived threat, just shoot him dead. So this is how they're going to solve the problem. Ben Gvir, we got big news for you. You see, you Jutlas, you Jews, you Zionists, you hate to die. And we Muslims, we love Shahadat. We embrace martyrdom. And therefore, we're ready. And remember that how many thousands you killed already? How many thousands you incarcerated and imprisoned already? And what did it do? You became the most hated and most disgraced and humiliated nation on earth. And Almighty Allah has said so in the noble Quran. You are not a chosen nation. You are a cursed nation by Almighty Allah. And this punishment will continue till the day of justice. Go open chapter 7, verse 167. Do you know in South Africa, remember this is Al Jazeera and all these other news outlets, they said that South Africa crime, 7,000 people died in the past 3 months. South Africa is worse than a war zone. Can you believe that? And you got our ministers sitting on their laurels thinking of Hadi and saying they can't pay for the diesel for Eskom and so forth. Good for nothing, hopeless, useless, and majority of them should be fired. Russia bans all LGBT propaganda. See there. Russia got so much sense, then more sense than the West put together, America, Canada, UK and all. They promoting LGBT. Putin say, we know Adam and Eve. We don't know Adam and Steve. And we're going to protect our children. You take South Africa, third world, fourth world country. You must remember, what you going to call South Africa? So remember, they promote because they worship the white man. If you ask the people, have a referendum and see if you want death penalty or not, if you want LGBT or not. But this is the hidden agenda on Zreymar Netsam. We just go herd mentality, you see. So, you know how many refugees entered Russia? 5 million refugees already entering Russia. And what do Ukraine say? Ukraine say this is an energy war. So for 4 months, 120 days, oh people of Ukraine, you will have to bear the consequences. After 4 months, then we'll be okay. But by that time, you'll be frozen maybe, brother, sister of Ukraine. So Putin is holding all the Trump cards. Trump himself is in big trouble. Another lady say Trump raped her. Oh, Trump could never look after his rifle, you know. So he's always parking his rifle in the wrong places. Oh, Trump is another character. So he's, I think they want to now marginalize him for 2024. So elections, Trump, you have to answer for this court case. Then this one here, your tax evasion and all. Now the women are busy with him. They're filing charges and rape charges. UK failed in Afghanistan. You heard? America failed in Afghanistan and UK failed. This is all from your sources, not my sources, that you got a good thrashing, whopping, lashing there, both of you, UK and USA. The worst defeat for America, as Trump said, in Afghanistan. And if you know, Afghanistan is building their own car now. Afghanistan is building their own railways now. They told the West, go to hell. We Muslims, we don't need your permission, we will do things our way, you see. So what do Trump did? Trump now wants to show the Jutlas, you don't vote for me, so I'll show you. So now Trump, he went to host Kanye West. Kanye West spoke so many things against the Jutlas, they called him anti-Semite. Trump says, come here, you be my guest and so forth. And Lula, we support you, my brother, in Brazil. Not in the World Cup, we support you, Lula, in your politics. And the guy who was the incumbent, Bolsonaro went to go challenge it. They fined him. They said, you got no business to go and challenge it. So they gave him a good hefty fine. So that is where we are. Cry for our beloved country. And you can see what's happening in the world. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala envelope us in His mercy. Ameen. And today is Black Friday for the Western people and non-Muslims. You Muslim, for us every Friday is a new Ramadan. Qurbani Friday, a Friday filled with radiance and effulgence. You, it's haram for you, not permissible for you, Muslim, to advertise Black Friday special, Black Friday sale, all that. Absolutely haram it is. Yes, there is a special somewhere, you want to buy it and so forth, so that's fine. But don't go into overreach. Richy Rich will be a problem for you then. Just swipe the card, and then end of the month, you see all the big problems. Like myself, I don't go finish. So for me, it's one big hoax, all this. And it's a shame and a disgrace. The white man was selling the black slaves, and that's why it's called Black Friday. But the African themselves, the Indian themselves, the Muslim majority, they're not interested. As long as we can make money, money has become the new religion. Allah forbid. So think where we are. Life is short. Today we here, tomorrow we gone. May Almighty Allah accept us all.
I've got a brother Vishnu Ustad. He says, morning to you, AK. I just want to acknowledge the efforts of our late Rivaj Ramdas that made the effort for saving the Azan. And we always pray for you guys, Ustad. Allahu Akbar.
I thank you, my brother Vishnu, for reminding me about that. We can never forget him. He contacted me once or twice. We had a lengthy chat. So remember that Almighty Allah reward his family and the people who encouraged him to take on that stance, that he brought it. And you know, Al Jazeera and all of them had big, big interviews with him. So yes, remember the people he inspired. So remember that the families and so forth. So, but we can't pray for him, because as far as we're concerned, he passed away, and he passed away a non-Muslim. Muslim, but we are indebted to him. Yes, remember that, for conscientizing thousands and millions of people of the plight of the Muslims here in South Africa. And it was a huge thing. The person who laid the complaint was a Hindu. He would say himself, I'm a Hindu, but on this year, I stand with the Muslims. I stand with the truth. So that is why we admire him. Always stand for the truth and always stand for justice. So that is what we must do. Always Muslim and non-Muslim.
I see Joshua says, okay, Ukraine blows up Russian oil depot 190 miles from Moscow. What you have to say now? Ustad,
Joshua. We have to say nothing, Joshua. Remember, 10, 15 million people got no water, no electricity, and Putin knows what to do. So you must remember that, just attack all their energy places, and then finish, the war is over. You must remember the Pentagon doesn't want to give a straight answer. How long they're going to still help and assist Ukraine? NATO is falling apart. They can't help themselves. Where are they going to help? You must remember Ukraine. So there will be, you must remember, attacks on Russia. Russia is a very big country. So, but that, you know, one swallow doesn't make a summer. So remember that. You must be an idiot to think that Ukraine is winning. Russia is winning and whooping them. And never will Ukraine forget this lesson Putin and Russia gave them. Therefore, Putin is a big harami, but we need the haramis to sort out the Americans, to sort out Europe, and NATO, and Rishi Rish, and you Jutlas, and Israel. Therefore, we support Putin.
Somebody is saying, Ustad, how true is it? I think this is Dr. Saab. He says about the floods in Jeddah. How true is it, Ustad?
100% true. That what you're sleeping and dreaming, doctor. So you phone the people, they're telling the people going for Umrah that your flights are cancelled or it will be delayed. So don't just go to the airport, find out properly and so forth and so on. Cars are floating and all these things here. Buildings are damaged, billion dollar damage. All this is punishment for MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Done. And the people who thought they won the World Cup by winning one match, you know, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That, remember, Allah gives honor to whoever He wants. Allah Ta'ala disgraces whoever He wants. Today, 8:30 to 9 will be Maulana Muhammad Aku of Newcastle, inshallah. Then 10 past 11, we will join up with Makkah and the Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aykili. I wonder what he's going to speak about. Will he speak about the flood? floods, or will he speak about the soccer? We don't know. So let's wait and see, and we'll translate it, and then we'll give you our comments as well. And I will be in Winchester, first time in my life. I'm going there for Jummah today, inshallah, Aziz.
Well, there is a brother from Actonville. He says that Mufti Saab mentioned yesterday about the Hilton Hotel, where there's a big screen, and you say that they play, they're showing the World Cup. He says that's not true. He says he contacted some people there in Makkah Ustad.
So you must remember that you contacted some people. You know how many Hilton hotels there are. So you must remember the conference centers and all that. They got big, big there, and they show football. Never mind now. In those days when we used to go and there was World Cup, remember that? Every room, they used to have the TV and they used to tell people, watch the World Cup, watch the World Cup. So now they just increase the screens and all that. So what is there? You must be blind not to see it. So we don't speak from our pocket, my brother. You tell your brother, the chap you contacted, tell him he's a weak Rawi. You understand? He's a weak reporter. He doesn't know what he's talking.
I see. Ezekiel says that what needs to happen to make Putin come to his senses, Ustad? Ezekiel.
He's 100% in his senses. As long as he's knocking you, he's in his senses. When you capitulate like the other countries, you must remember that, that we can't fight America and we have to just submit to them. You say Vietnam said, no, you come here. We will show you. Just Google how the American flights were flying out of Hanoi. I've been there. I saw what happened. And go Saigon, now they call it. You must remember that. And how the Americans were defeated in their Tehran. How they were defeated in Afghanistan, remember, and their Tehran. And how they were defeated in other parts of the world. So America is a spent force, my brother. And Putin is rising. He's a shining light now for as far as we Muslims. Now, only thing left is this. Putin must embrace Islam and make the announcement to the world. I, Vladimir Putin, am a Muslim and I will become the commander-in-chief of the Muslims. So that's what we want to hear from him. We can't rely on the stunpot dictators in the Arab countries, murtad, shaitan, traitors. Our Muslim countries, majority of them got nothing to do with Islam. I mean, you must be an idiot to think that the Muslim rulers are Muslim and the Muslim countries, 80% of them are not Muslim. They're just puppets of the West. So that is the reality.
Somebody says, okay, dear respected Mufti Saab, can you make intention of wudu if you're having shower, bath, and you make masa of your head, fulfill all the farz acts of wudu? And it says here, little Nabila, 10 years old, I love your program, Ustad, and I learn a lot.
MashaAllah, Nabila, you're a noble person. We make dua for you. Now, what dua you want? Now, read with us. You're going to read? Read with me, my daughter, Nabila. Allahumma ij'alna, Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbulin. Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept us for your deed. If you don't know the Arabic, just say in English. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. Use us for your deen, Islam. So we become a person who can become an asset to the people and humanity. So you see, my daughter Nabila, when you buy the cow, so what happens? The milk comes free of charge, isn't it so? So when you take a ghusl, head to toe, you took a proper bath, so the wuzu is done automatically. How you bought the cow, the milk came free of charge. So similarly, when you made your ghusl, then your wuzu is done. So don't keep on washing your face and your hands and everything. Everything is done. Make wuzu one time, not 10 times. You know, our people, they waste too much water normally. So wonderful question, my daughter Nabila.
I see the pastor is asking, what's the latest of Richie Rich, the pastor who started?
Richie Rich says that you must remember all the cameras made in China must be dismantled because the Chinese put one jinn inside, one spy inside. Can you believe that? Go see what BBC wrote about it and all these people. So they said that the cameras also from China, we can't trust it. They maybe wrote some code there, ching, ching, pong, you see? So we don't know how to decipher it, so rather we remove it. Can you believe that?
Subhanallah. Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that it says, I went for a spinal operation. And when I came out of hospital, I found that my wife has passed on and all inheritance distributed. Was it not my kids' rights to inform me? Anonymous Ustad.
My brother, Allah Jalla Wala, grant your wife Jannatul Firdaus. You must make dua for her. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfirli wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Similarly, you must remember that you must read Surah 59, and that is Surah Hashr and verse 10. For Surah 59, verse 10, in the 28th Supara, 28 Jews, Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. For yourself and your back pain, spinal, always read Surah Alam Nashrah abundantly. Allah Jalla wa Allah, through His infinite grace and mercy, will grant you and give you shifa, complete recovery. My brother, maybe, I don't know, but this is my thinking, that your family did not want to tell you immediately that your wife and their mother passed away, because you just went under operation, and obviously, or you were just going to the theater and so forth and so on. So I don't know the exact timing, but that is what I'm assuming. Regarding inheritance, so remember this: when a Muslim person passes away, first is burial, funeral expenses. So if they took care of that, that's good. All the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate debts, business debts, must be paid immediately to the creditors, not after 40 days and 100 days. Justice delayed is justice denied. And wasiya, if she made for none heirs, that must be implemented, maximum 1/3 of the net estate. And then your share, brother, is 25% as the husband. And if they took that, remember, that's absolutely haram. They go to Jahannam and the hellfire. Surah 4, verse 14, Almighty Allah has made that clear. And if your father-in-law, mother-in-law alive, that is your wife's parents, they receive 1/6, 1/6, and then the residue will go to the children, so that your wife, you know, whatever children she had from you, or if she was married previously, ratio 2 to 1. So if you're worried about the inheritance, 25% is yours. Your father-in-law, mother-in-law, 1/6, 1/6. Whoever is alive, both alive, then 1/3 collectively, and residue remainder, all for the children, biological children of the deceased and marhuma, and that will be ratio 2 to 1. So keep on making dua, my brother. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you.
There's a listener says, good morning to you and to the team. A.K.A. I am a thief. I'm not a good person. I steal during the week and I go to church on Sundays. I am forgiven. But sir, we have Jesus as our savior. Who's going to save you? Address me as BB, bad boy, Ustad.
BB, I said that bad boy, I leave it to you. I address you as BB. Now, BB, you have to answer these three questions, right? So Monday to Saturday, you're stealing. You're stealing cars, you're stealing money, you're stealing this, stealing. You haven't been caught as yet, because you know in South Africa how things work. Even if they catch you, so they caught you with 100 rand, you told the police total of 50 rand. Half for me, half for you. He said, lungile. It's all right. You see, you know how things work. So, and Sunday you go to church, and pastor gives a good sermon there, right, the priest. Or you go to the confession room and say, Father, you know what, I put my fingers in the wrong place, I put my hands here. He said, don't worry. And you said, now I'm forgiven. Who told you you're forgiven?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you you're forgiven? I want to ask you this question, BB. You're not BB Netanyahu, BB South African, right? So BB, you go and go ask that priest this Sunday, priest, is it true? In 1647, 1647, this whole Christmas and the birth of Jesus was banned in the Puritan Parliament of Britain, in the Puritan Parliament of England, and they said it's a pagan custom. It's got nothing to do with Christianity. Your whole Christ business falls away. Where from your own politics it falls away, from your own church it falls away. They had your Christmas, they're taking you for a big ride, you must remember. remember that. 1647, the Puritan Parliament of Britain or England, it bans Christmas celebrations. So to say Jesus was born on 25th December is bunkum. Was he, baby? Say with me, bunkum. That's what it is. Number two, you say Jesus is your savior. So, yeah. So before Jesus, you say he's God, he's your savior, right? You say. So before Jesus, who was making the sun rise, the sunset? Who was sending the rain and all that? Then Easter time, you say, baby, that he was crucified for you, for your sins and so forth. So now how come if he's God and he's son of God, then he's crucified and he can't help himself? When he can't help himself, how is he going to help you? He couldn't help himself, right? While he's crucified. That's what you say, what is your belief. So how is he going to help you? Then you say, as Christians, he was put in the tomb. He was put in the grave. And I went to all these places, BB. So I go right inside your church. You know, I go there to check everything out, what's going on with Allah's help. So investigating journalists, like, you know, just to, we want to get information from the horse's mouth. So I went in the Holy Sepulchre and went to see and what's happening there. So it's just behind Masjidul Aqsa. So they, now your God is born. Your God dies, your God is buried, but you tell me he's going to save you. Now how you that works? And your whole Christmas is bunkum. So what you say, BB? So they're stealing your religion also. You see how they stole your religion? A Jutla was involved. That Jutla's name was Saul. Saul saw a dream and he became Paul. And Paul brought about his own ideas. He changed the whole Christianity and you are practicing on the Pauline theory. You're not practicing on true Christianity and Christendom. Just like the Jutlas, they not got nothing to do with Judaism. They practice on Zionism. Remember that. BB, the other BB. BB South Africa to BB rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, he's only interested, I must be prime minister and I must stay out of jail. So whether he makes a peace treaty with who, the right wing or the center people or the left wing, he's not interested. I must be prime minister and I mustn't go jail. So that is what you are doing. You're worshipping wrong, my brother. Jesus is not your savior. He couldn't save himself. So what you say now, BB?
SubhanAllah. I see Bibi's busy typing, Ustad. Ustad, I am a revert sister. My elder sister passed on. What must I do, Ustad?
So you must remember that if your elder sister or anybody in your family passed away with Iman and Islam, you make dua for them, you pray to Allah. If they died and passed away without Iman, Islam, you can't pray for them after their death. Quran is very, very clear and explicit on that. Surah 9, chapter 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَكُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. So you can't pray for those who passed away without Iman and Islam. But those who are alive, you go and interact with them and so forth. And those who passed away with Iman, Islam, you pray for them. So what, BB is finished? He replied something.
No, he didn't.
No reply, right?
I got Tulani Ustad, he says that AKI, I am waiting to see what action the government will take, and every good South African needs to stand united and fight this about Mr. Zuma and the late Chris Hani Ustad.
So you must remember, I told you the solution. If they accept it, very good. Let him come out. You must remember, Vanu Jul and so forth, and let him lead his life. He spent 29, 30 years in jail. Forgive him. And Zuma, president, must just forgive him and tell him, sit there quietly in Kanda. Don't get involved in politics now. So you had your turn and let the South Africans go on. Otherwise, there will be civil war. Allah forbid in this country. Allah protect us. Assalamu alaikum.